code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 11th of August 2008. Newcomers, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com and download as many of the old talks I've given over the years over the radio to do with the subject. It's called many things, including the New World Order or globalization, as they prefer to call it now. You'll find a lot of big foundations mentioned in those talks and the organizations that help keep this big net together, this big spider web that pulls us all along a preordained path with a definite objective into a brave new world of eugenics and genetic engineering and the creation of what they call the perfect people or ideal or intelligent design ID. Also look into Alan Watt's sentinel.eu for transcripts which you can download, written in the various languages of Europe. You know, we're living in the age, for those who can still remember a year, 2 years, a few years ago, and pre-9/11, we're living in an age of crisis creation. You can't turn your head now without media blaring out another crisis. And it was bad enough during the Cold War when they were training children to hide under their school desks to stop an atom bomb from blowing them away. Maybe it's because the deaths were made in the USA and not in China in those days, but they had a lot of faith in them. But it was all pointless. The idea really was to get us all terrified and to take this whole Cold War seriously. That was the purpose of it, really, all the propaganda, because it was always intended to merge the Soviet system with that of the United States, as was mentioned in the Rees Commission. Norman Dodd had to head off that commission, and he was told that by the leaders of the big foundations within the United States. The job was to blend the Soviet system seamlessly with that of the West and the US. It has been done. And very few people can remember how even the supposed Berlin Wall came down. You know, they just changed their minds all of a sudden and went home. And the people could just cross the wall without any guards bothering. That was all set up. That was set up. Because Gorbachev, who was the head of the Soviet Union, phoned up all the prime ministers of all the Sovietized countries and told them just to get out of town for a while. And then he gave his big famous speech that Eric Margolis wrote up in the Toronto Sun to the Politburo. He said that you'll hear that communism is dead shortly. Don't believe it. He said we're simply moving into the next phase. And if you're a good communist, you don't ask questions because you're not supposed to know the higher level meaning of communism or Sovietism or where it was supposed to go. It was always designed to blend in with the West because the elite wanted conflict to bring the whole world to a globalized society. Rather than have lots of skirmishes and wars for another couple of centuries, they thought they'd speed up the process, have us all biting our nails about getting blown up at any time, and then we'd simply go into a globalized system all happily, with the United Nations waving its flag and handing out chocolate bars to the children. That was the simplistic idea of it. And now, as I say, it's crisis everywhere, because in the Club of Rome and other big think tanks that deal with this future that they helped create, they also talked about the need for crisis in a global society. It's very similar to that of Lenin and his particular form of Marxism when they brought in the Bolshevik Party. Once they had their borders sealed and people contained, they had to find an enemy, and that was terrorism within. The same tactic is being used now worldwide for the global society to bring the global government up to power. Back with more after this break.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you ever forget why you walked into a room or where you put the car keys? Do you feel like you might be slowing down mentally? That could be a sign that the brain is aging. Our brains control nearly every function of our body, including our ability to learn, remember, and concentrate. Sadly, as we age, our brain cells begin to die off. We may lose 30 to 50,000 a day. In youth, brain cells are protected by special proteins, but these proteins become depleted as we age. University scientists in Wisconsin found a unique calcium-binding protein in jellyfish that can protect brain cells. Prevagen is the only all-natural replacement source for these proteins. Studies show that Prevagen can reduce brain cell loss by up to an astounding 50%. Side effects? The only kind reported are the ones you want, like a healthier brain, a sharper mind, and clearer thinking. Find out more by visiting our website at Prevagen.com. You can also purchase Prevagen by calling 888-814-0814. That's Prevagen.com or 888-814-0814. Call today for a special offer from Prevagen.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in an FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. Talking about the crisis creation, because we've got to be scared witless now so that we can get managed and guided gradually into the right direction. After all, we're just animals, you see, according to those at the top. And animals have to be herded. And all down through the millennia, they've given us the shepherd kings. And the new shepherd kings are just scaring us all to death and then trying to get us to go along into this new direction of eugenics and bioengineering and the sterilization of the masses, basically, too. After all, we're the old type of human that can't go through into the next system of the transhumanist society. Mind you, the transhumanists themselves really truly believe that the big boys at the top are going to give them all these toys and all these special powers so they can be happy and play forever in their fantastic virtual world. So those folk are goners, you see, because unless you're worth something to them, they aren't going to spend that kind of cash on you. And today, the big, big stick, the one that the Club of Rome hit upon, when they're looking for ideas to unite the world along this particular path in a sort of warfare-type scenario, was global warming, where man would be the enemy of the planet and governments would have to step in and then regulate man. That was the whole con game. This article falls into this. Now, I've had over two months of rain here in Ontario, and watching the clouds, they come from the north at the moment. And they're spraying like you wouldn't believe up here in the morning and during the day into these heavy clouds that rain and pass over, and they'll keep raining all the way down into the U.S., Buffalo, New York area. That's how they use the jet streams, you see. And that is found. You find that ability about using jet streams to carry this type of polymer type of aerial spray. You'll find that in the weather warfare treaty signed at the United Nations in the late 70s. Look it up. They can do all this. It's old stuff. Old stuff. And they are doing it. Because they must convince the guys underneath the clouds who never look up and watch the spraying that we're causing the problem. This is the Wizard of Oz in action. And for most folk it will work perfectly well because they truly believe the media is there to tell them what to think about and what to warn them about. It's there to do the reasoning for them. And we had all these fudged theories, theory after theory, and don't forget, this global warming is heavily funded. It's big business for all the scientists involved. It's a paycheck for as long as they can string this out. This article was written in The Australian by Arthur Herman on August the 4th, 2008. It says, climate hysterics versus heretics in an age of unreason. And this is how they're calling that. Anyone who speaks out against the political correctness of global warming with any adverse theory or explanation is called a heretic, because it's a religion, you see, and they're making this into a religion where facts don't count. It says, it has been a tough year for the high priests of global warming in the U.S. First, NASA had to correct this earlier claim that the hottest year on record in the contiguous U.S. had been 1998, which seemed to prove that global warming was on the march, but it was actually 1934. Then it turned out the world's oceans have been growing steadily cooler, not hotter, since 2003. Meanwhile, the winter of 2007 was the coldest in the U.S. for decades, after Al Gore warned us that we were about to see the end of winter as we know it. In a May issue of Nature, evidence about falling global temperatures forced German climatologists to conclude that the transformation of our planet into a permanent sauna is taking a decade-long hiatus, at least. Then this month came former greenhouse gas alarmist David Evans' article in The Australian, stating that 1999 evidence had been accumulating that man-made carbon emissions can't be the cause of global warming. By now that evidence, Evans said, has become pretty conclusive. Yet believers, and that's the right word for it, believers in man-made global warming, see, it's a religion, demand more and more money to combat climate change and still more drastic changes in our economic output and lifestyle. The reason is that precisely that they are believers, not scientists. No amount of empirical evidence will overturn what has become not a scientific theory, but a form of religion. But what kind of religion? More than 200 years ago, Scottish Enlightenment philosopher David Hume put his finger on the process. His essay of Superstition and Enthusiasm describes how even in civilized societies, the mind of man is subject to certain unaccountable terrors and apprehensions when real worries are missing. Now, that ties in what I said earlier. You see, the Cold War is over. They've got to create hysteria and fear about something. That's how governments hold on to their power. Without all this, you don't need governments, you see. As these enemies are entirely invisible and unknown, like today's greenhouse gases, people try to propitiate them by ceremonies, observations, mortifications, sacrifices such as Earth Day, and banning plastic bags and petrol-driven lawnmowers. Fear and ignorance, Hume concludes, are the true source of superstition. They lead a blind and terrified public to embrace any practice, however absurd or frivolous, which either folly or knavery recommends. The knaves today, of course, are the would-be high priests of the global warming orthodoxy, with former U.S. Vice President Gore as their supreme pontiff. As Hume points out, the stronger mixture there is of superstition with its ambience of ignorance and fear, the higher is the authority of the priesthood. As with the Church in the Dark Ages or the Inquisition during the Reformation, they denounce all doubters, such as Evans or Britain's Gilbert Monckton, as dangerous heretics, outliers in Gore's phrase, or as the willing tools of the evil enemy of a healthy planet, Big Oil. This is not the first time, of course, that superstition has paraded itself as science or created a priesthood masquerading as exponents of reason. At the beginning of the previous century, we had the fascination with eugenics when the goers of the age, such as E.A. Ross and Ernst Haeckel, warned that modern industrial society was headed for race suicide. The list of otherwise sensible people who endorsed this hokum, from Winston Churchill to Oliver Wendell Holmes, is embarrassing to read today. Then, as now, money was poured into foundations, institutes and university chairs for the study of eugenics and racial hygiene. Then, as now, it was claimed that there was a scientific consensus that modern man was degenerating himself into extinction. Doubters such as German anthropologist Rudolf Virchow were dismissed as reactionaries or even as tools of the principal contaminators of racial purity, the Jews. And then, as now, proponents of eugenics turned to the all-powerful state to avert catastrophe. A credulous and submissive public allowed politicians to pass laws permitting forced sterilization of the feeble-minded, racial screening for immigration quotas, minimum wage laws, which Sidney and Beatrice Webb saw as a way to force the mentally unfit out of the labor market. Remember, they started up the Labour Party in Britain. And you think they're on the side of the working man. They were the co-founders of the Fabian Society. And other legislation which, in retrospect, set the stage for the humanitarian catastrophe to come. In fact, when the Nazis took power in 1933, they found that the Weimar Republic had passed all the euthanasia legislation they needed to eliminate Germany's useless mouths. The next target on the racial hygiene list would be the Jews. Real science rests on a solid bedrock of skepticism, a skepticism not only about certain religious or cultural assumptions, for example about race, but also about itself. It constantly re-examines what it regards as evidence and the connections it draws between cause and effect. It never rushes to judgment, as race science did in Germany in the 1930s, and as the high priests of climate change are doing today. Politicians everywhere should be forced to take an oath similar to the Hippocratic Oath taken by doctors, above all else, to do no harm. The debate in Australia on this issue is rapidly building to a climax. Before they make decisions that could trim Australia's gross domestic product by several percent points a year and impose heavy penalties on Australians' lifestyle, Labour and Liberal alike need to re-examine the superstition of global warming. Otherwise, the only thing it will melt away is everyone's civil liberty. Well, that's the point of it, you see. There is really an agenda behind this global warming. So, you can read up on this particular story from the Australian, and they still have common sense down under, as they say, down there. I think it's the gravity that makes you change your accent, because you're down at the bottom of the world, you see. So, that's climate hysterics versus heretics in an age of unreason. But, of course, that the author doesn't really know that there's more to this agenda than just a new religion. The new religion is created for a purpose to control our lives. And this is the one they said in the Club of Rome that they hit upon after looking for reasons to control the world. They hit upon global warming. That would fit the bill. That's the very words they used. That would fit the bill. So, we're living in an age of crisis creation. Crisis creation is essential. We're getting punched drunk with crisis everywhere, and all these different things when they come our way, from avian flu to black plague to meteors from outer space to maybe even space aliens attacking us, if nothing else works. So, this is to create the tension and the fear build-up, and people will get sick as they go through the next few years worrying about all of this. Because you cannot live under that kind of stress, especially when everything they're telling you is outside of your personal control. That's the trick of psychological warfare. It wears you down. So we've got to understand what's going on, and we won't get so worn down. But we also got to speak out. Back with more after this break.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix, trying to put some reason back into people's heads as they begin to lose all reason when, by following the mainstream media that's just hammering and hammering about all coming catastrophes. And I mentioned earlier on the show about all the aerial spraying that we've got aerial spraying going on every day on a world scale. A world scale. Now, where did this Air Force come from? And they will not talk about it in the mainstream media. It's a no-no because, you see, it's causing the weather changes that you're seeing. I can watch them build up storms right above me. I can actually phone people down in the U.S. and tell them it's heading their way. This has been going on for years now. Years. I've got articles from the U.S. Air Force admitting they totally control and own the weather. That's quite a few years back they published that in the newspapers. Well, guess what? They do own the weather, and they're using it as weather warfare on the public. And they will be convinced, most will be convinced, we're causing the problem because they'd never do that to us. Simple as that. It's like Hitler said, if you tell a lie, make sure it's a big one. They'll never believe you'd have the guts to say it. That's why they can do it. And this is the kind of scale they do things on, to eradicate the old system and bring in the new, ordo ab kaeo. Crisis, 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 till everything seems to break down, and then they'll give you the new way, the ordered society. And with all the spraying, NASA, a couple of years ago, mentioned that the Earth was having less sunlight hit it. Well, my, all this polymer that they're spraying in the atmosphere with this barium and aluminum oxide and metallic particles that works in conjunction with the HARP technology to alter the weather, that's the purpose of it, is cutting the sunlight, you see. It's very, very simple. So here's an article that comes out from BBC, Science and Nature Horizon, about this very, very problem. And it says here, global dimming. Global dimming, they're calling it. Horizon producer David Sington on why predictions about the Earth's climate will need to be re-examined. Questions and answers about global dimming. We're all seeing rather less of the sun. Scientists looking at five decades of sunlight measurements have reached a disturbing conclusion that the amount of solar energy reaching the Earth's surface has been gradually falling. Well, of course, because they've been gradually spraying. Paradoxically, the decline in sunlight may mean that global warming is a far greater threat to society than previously thought. See how it ties right in? They spray the skies, they cause this and use it to their advantage. They always use what they do to their advantage. The effect was first spotted by Jerry Stanhill, an English scientist working in Israel. Comparing Israeli sunlight records from the 1950s with current ones, Stanhill was astonished to find a large fall in solar radiation. There was a staggering 22% in the sunlight, and that really amazed me, he says, as though he's the first guy to notice it. I've been talking about this for years. Intrigued, he searched out all records from all around the world and found the same story almost everywhere he looked, with sunlight falling by 10% over the USA, nearly 30% in parts of the former Soviet Union, and even by 16% in parts of the British Isles. Although the effect varied greatly from place to place, overall the decline amounted to 1 to 2% globally per decade between the 50s and the 90s. Jerry called the phenomenon global dimming, but his research published in 2001 met with a skeptical response from other scientists. It was only recently when his conclusions were confirmed by Australian scientists using a completely different method to estimate solar radiation. In other words, a new computer program that will tell them what they want. The climate scientists at last woke up to the reality of global dimming. Dimming appears to be caused by air pollution. No kidding. Have you seen the thousands of tons they dump in the air every morning? Go out and have a look. Now here they go. Here they go, you see. Blaming the public, right from the Council on Foreign, or the Club of Rome, I should say. Burning coal, oil, and woods, where in cars, power stations, or cooking fires produces not only invisible carbon dioxide, the principal greenhouse gas responsible for global warming, but it's not, by the way, water moisture is the most common thing there is, but also tiny airborne particles of soot, ash, sulfur, compounds, and other pollutants. They don't mention the aluminum oxide and the barium, and even the cadmium, the high carcinogenic cadmium stuff they're pouring out in the skies every day. This visible air pollution reflects sunlight back into space, preventing it reaching the surface. But the pollution also changes optical properties of clouds. Because the particles seed the formation of water droplets, polluted clouds contain a larger number of droplets than unpolluted clouds. I can see that right above me when they dump all the chemicals in. And you watch the clouds forming. Recent research shows that this makes them more reflective than they would otherwise be, again reflecting the sun's rays back into space. So here's your children's story. They give you a children's story to cover the con game that's going on above your heads every day and has been for years. They're causing the weather modification. It's interesting that they even signed the treaties, you know, on weather warfare, admitting they can do all of this. And they signed the treaty saying they would not use it on each other's countries, which leaves them wide open, by the way, to use it on their own countries. Interesting, eh? It's the same with the bullets they use in warfare. They're not allowed to use hollow points against other countries' soldiers, but they can use them on their own citizens back home. That's how the con game, the United Nations, works. I'll be back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you ever forget names or where you left your glasses? Christine also realized she didn't remember like she used to.
I'm forgetting where things are occasionally, or I go into a room and I'm wondering, now, why am I here?
She often forgot and misplaced things like her keys.
I would spend so much time looking for things like that, and I just would assume that that was just a part of aging.
Then she discovered Prevagen. Special proteins in our brain responsible for keeping cells alive that control learning and memory are depleted with age. Now there's a new option to replace these proteins, Prevagen. If your ability to remember is fading with time, try all-natural Prevagen, PrevaGen.com. That's Prevagen.com.
And I find that in my business, I'm able to focus on the tasks at hand.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Prevagen, call 888-814-0814.
And so I'm not as forgetful, and it's really helping me that way.
Call 888-814-0814.
Let me tell you why I take Beta Prostate. As a man, I know my chances of having an enlarged prostate is pretty good. As a matter of fact, by the age of 40, our prostate can swell to the size of an apricot. And by age 60, our prostate can enlarge to the size of a lemon. Now, your prostate is right next to your bladder, so this is the main reason why men are up all night going to the bathroom. A good night's sleep is important for every man and their wives, since every time you wake up, she wakes up. So what do? You see your doctor for checkups, eat a healthy diet, and take what I take. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's a natural supplement that helps maintain prostate health. Over 2 million bottles of Beta Prostate have been sold. Why? Because it works. Try it free today by calling 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Don't put this call off until tomorrow. Try it free today. Dial 1-800-362-5848.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
Hi, I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix. And what an amazing matrix it is. It gets deeper and deeper all the time. And we'll go to the phones now. We've got Cody from Labrador there. Are you there, Cody?
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
How are you doing there today, Alan?
I'm hanging in.
Hanging in there underneath the raid cloud.
You wouldn't believe it. Over 2 months of daily thunder and pouring rain, yeah.
I do believe it. I'm in Labrador. I'm further north than you are. They're spraying us here, too.
Yeah. Amazing. It's an amazing agenda, isn't it?
It is an amazing agenda. And speaking of the subject spraying, you mentioned the word barium, so I called in right away. And I was doing my research and discovered that they are spraying barium number 133. Now, there aren't 133 isotopes. Barium is an isotope. There are only 24. Barium 133 has a 10-year shelf life. All the other 23, now, I'm not sure if there's 24 or 26, but it's very close to this amount of isotopes. All the other radioactive isotopes only have a shelf life of an hour to maybe 24 or 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
They're spraying us with 10-year shelf life, barium. We're basically being marked like Adolf Hitler marked the Jews with the stars. Except
there's
they can
no doubt.
What's that?
There's no doubt. This is also a long-range program because the children are getting taught in school. They're showing, NASA put out a documentary for all children to see at school.
Yes.
And it's to convince them these trails are just condensation trails, which tells you those children have to grow up and spend a lifetime seeing this stuff in the sky and thinking it's condensation trails. So that tells us it's a very long-term project. Yeah,
absolutely. Well, they have the they even have the stamps in the United States now, don't they? Those stamps came out some years ago, a couple of years ago, with all the chemtrails in the sky.
Yes, that's
and,
right.
As if it's supposed to be an everyday thing. So this barium that we're inhaling causes us to glow, and they can scan us just like we're going through a grocery store. I won't be able to hide anywhere in Labrador. There won't be anywhere to hide because they'll fly over and be able to detect where we are.
I'm sure we're becoming walking antennas. I mean, that's the other part of it, too. And when you use HARP on top of it with a secondary signal, which they admit in the Weather Warfare Treaty, they can use HARP. They can actually program you and alter your moods and so on. Mood alteration is the easiest thing with HARP, but they can actually convey messages right into a person's brain if they so wish, or a whole population.
Now, will you confirm to me, please, that you believe or are of the understanding that they intend to reduce the Earth's population? This is coming from the United Nations. They wish to reduce the Earth's population to 500 million?
Yeah, that's right. Well, there's no doubt. I mean, Suzuki said it too. All the big boys, Jacques Cousteau said it before he died. They're publishing that in all their main documents at world meetings. They have a Department of Population Control at the United Nations. This is not my idea. This is theirs. They publish what they want.
You mean you're not in hiding now after masterminding this great plan up there in northern Ontario?
That's right. I mean, they're quite aware. They're quite aware. You see, they have the minds of most people. They know this through their polls and through their snooping on everyone's internet. They can keep constant tabs on the mood of the people and see what they're looking into. And sure enough, they're chasing Atlantis, or they're trying to find their spiritual self or joining some cult or whatever. So they're well aware most people are oblivious to what's happening and probably will stay oblivious to it. So they don't care about the guys like me right now. They're so cocksure they can pull this off with
yes.
little opposition. Yeah.
Well, I come from a long line of centurions. It seems like everyone in our family lives for a great long time. So I've had the benefit of my grandparents, my great-grandparents, telling me, basically, essentially, I mean, with whatever the technology was in their lifetime, they were experiencing genocide also. Just a different form, a different technology. They did it. We did it to the indigenous people here in North America, giving them smallpox on the blankets, and United States murdered millions. And it was a fabulously huge population of indigenous people in North America. They were genocide's nothing new.
No, it's nothing new. It's still going on. Yeah. And to them, it's simple. To see the boys at the top, see us as economic units, and they still use that in their big theories that they have, like game theory and so on. We're economic units, according to the politicians at the top and the bureaucrats that really run the show. So there's just simply too many of us for the new system, and they don't want us using up what they see as their resources for their offspring and for their future. So they want a managed society. This is family planning for the global village. You see, it's the same agenda, and they want to get rid of all the useless eaters, and that's how they see the consumers now. So it seems quite logical for them to go the next step and simply kill us off. Now, but back in the 60s, they had global meetings on population reduction, world meetings, and they decided to take down the third world countries like Africa quickly. But they would introduce into the West crippling and disabling diseases to make people ineligible as partners for marriage. That would reduce the population. They'd die off more scattered, not quite all at the same time, and no one would get their head up and fear or wondering what was happening. So that was the techniques to be used for the West. And sure enough, suddenly, out of the blue, you got Epstein-Barr virus. So you had chronic fatigue syndrome. You had AIDS breaking out. You had herpes. And all the rest, all these things came out all of a sudden, and sure enough, it swept through the population, and people are disabled. They're out of the game with these diseases. So whenever they publish something, there's one thing you can always be sure of. They stick to their plan, and you can always use their quotes and their writings to show others.
Are you familiar with Dr. Daigle?
Yeah.
Dr. William Daigle, okay. Now, his remedy or his conclusion is that we have to all don mantle masks, and we have to start taking copious amounts of this super silver solution, ingesting it, and we're all going to be saved. Now, this is certainly not the case. They're going to round us all up and take us away to these 600 gulags they've built all across North America, aren't they?
They'll do that too, and they probably will. I really do think they will release the pandemics once they have enough people into the cities, and people are moving into the cities rapidly. You're talking about the American Indians. See, the city is just a reservation.
Yes.
That's what the city is. These habitat areas are nothing but reservations where they'll gradually cull you off, as they did with the American Indian.
Yeah, it's minimum security is what it is, right? Or is
it appears that way. However, it's actually maximum, because everywhere you go, you're monitored in the city with cameras and microphones, and your cards are scanned. Even the ones with barcodes are scanned remotely. They've had that technology since they gave us the ordinary barcode. They don't need to put it through a machine. That was to fool us.
Exactly. So then... Okay, so
anyway, I got to go to the next caller.
I would love to have a solution where to go, what to do, and other than just talking to you, to people who don't want to listen to me about it. I would like to, anyone.
Yeah, well, where we are is right here, and I keep telling people, this is the place where the battle is. It's right wherever we are across the world. Where we are right now, that's the battlefield. Yeah.
Safe is that's as far as you can go with this, right?
That's as far as we're allowed to go with it.
I understand. Yes, I know. Yeah, I mean, this show will be over if you were to say anything more than that, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, good night, sir.
Bye now. Now, we've got Jared in New York. Are you there, Jared?
Hello?
Hello.
How's life, Alan? How's life, Sheila?
Life is keeping my head above the floods. Yeah.
Yeah, so many things to talk about. I guess I'd address that transhumanist thing you were talking about. And I went on, like, YouTube, and I was looking it up, and that's this, too. There's one video called Transhumanism, I Choose to Win, and you got to see, like, when they talk, because I think, like, they're atheists, and I can see how, like, they really believe that, like, they're going to be, like, superhuman soldiers and have, like, a higher intellect and everything. And I see how, like, I guess the religion, the evolution, the logic can't take you anywhere else if you really believe in that stuff. But.
Yes. Oh, yeah. And it's been sold to get supporters who are really pretty stupid, that the big boys are going to give it to them, too. Of course they're not going to give it to those people at the bottom. And they never intended to give it to those at the bottom. They don't care if you want to play the rest of your life in cyberspace just to make you happy. But this is how the fools see it. They will not go into the main sites on transhumanism and read the reports from the world meetings with all the professors. They won't read this stuff.
It's too depressing.
Because they make it quite clear that only selected people only and those with the correct genes will be allowed to go into the and through the transhumanist agenda.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've watched quite a few of the movies that you talk about in your talks, and I don't know if you ever seen this movie. It's called Children of Men.
Yes,
it's a pretty good movie. When I seen that movie, I don't know, it was kind of frightened me because I seen all the symbolism and everybody was sterilized and
it's
crazy.
Yeah, the same stuff through repetition. A future where the masses live in poverty and rubble, and this is huge global private army. All kitted out with all the latest weaponry. That's standard now to get us used to what's coming.
Yeah, I got one more question for you. In your book, you said that the Bible, as much as the Vedas or the Buddhist scriptures, can only be understood and thoroughly sifted by the light of Hermetic philosophy. So if I want to learn about, like, Hermetic philosophy, can you point me in a direction?
The Hermetic philosophy traditionally was really the Illuminati of ancient times. And it's just many different levels. The three-in-one doctrine comes there. They should say that Hermes three times great.
Trigonometric, something like that.
Yeah, and what it is really the ancient pre-Freemasonry system that existed in ancient times. And the journey that they go through is always exoteric for the public, mm-hmm. which is fascinating itself. The public like to get fascinated, so they go on the exoteric journey, while the inner members always keep the esoteric reality to themselves. So it's written in such a way to mesmerize the public who and if you really read the words and the way that old religions were written, mm-hmm. it's very picturesque. You can actually picture it in your mind. It's intended to, that's the exoteric. Right. Yeah. If you simply cut off that ability and simply truly think about the words, you'll catch on to the esoteric without the visual exoteric pictures in your mind.
In that book, I'm like almost done with it, Morals and Dogma. And that's all he said. I guess that's why he called it that, because that's all he was talking about, like priesthoods that would keep the inner truth for themselves and just gave all the people their morals and their dogma. And that's and I've seen a lot of what you talk about inside that book. He basically, like, just telling you what every single god, where this god came from and all this type of stuff.
That's right. And, of course, they're ancient deities. If you really look at all their deities, technically, is simply the names of parts or areas of nature. And so it's a type of nature worship that's closely bound with the earth. And if you were going to Christianity, they would call it Luciferianism. That was the real meaning of Luciferianism, was this what they call a forms of nature worship and understanding nature. It used to be known as Luciferianism at one time.
But on a high level, it's human nature, right?
It's not really human. These guys are psychopaths at the top, and they are inbred, and I don't think they have the capacity for normal emotion and compassion and empathy for others. And they have, in a money system, the psychopath always gets to the top because he or she is ruthless,
mm-hmm.
and they have no conscience. So in a money system, you'll always end up being run by the psychopathic type, who then create dynasties, and then they rule over you and have you all supporting them in the highest lifestyles. So that's the problem we have. Plato talked about
that. Yeah, I was reading that book too again. And it's crazy how old eugenics is, how they say if somebody was born with a disease, don't treat them. It's better if you just basically let them die because they won't be able to serve the city. It was like like socialism, I guess, in a way. And it was so many. It was kind of upsetting reading that stuff. Like, wow, it's so old.
Yeah. But thanks for calling then.
Oh yeah, what's it called? I'll donate to you. I've just been low on funds lately, but don't worry.
That's okay. Yeah.
All right, Al. Thanks.
Bye now. Now I've got Z in California. Are you there, Z?
Hey, Alan. How are you?
Not so bad.
I guess everybody asks that, so I kind of feel bad asking that.
But hopefully
you're surviving up there.
Question.
Thank you so much for doing all you do. If somebody was interested in going further than what you spoke about in your blurbs and in your books, how would we go about doing that? I mean, I'm saying I think you have a lot more to say than what you're inclined to do over the air.
Problem is,
now, I have a phone number from you that's from one of your blurbs. It might be old, but would it be okay if I got in touch with you or something? Because I'm in a somewhat of a crossroad, and obviously we all are. And I think it's time to make some sort of a major decisions right now. So could you speak about that?
Yeah.
Thanks for everything you do. I'm going to hang up. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, the problem is, as I say, because you're going into ancient religions in depth to understand even the present, which you have to do, people today have no grounding in this, and so you can't give them simplistic answers without them having the background, otherwise it doesn't make sense to them. So you're really talking about a huge education in ancient religions with exoteric, esoteric, in other words, the occult side of all of it, and how it tied together and how it still ties together today. That's a lot of work you have to do on one person or a few people who can even absorb it, because you have to have the memory to be able to absorb it and recall it at will. So the tragedy of today is so much information has been kept back from the public. That was where all the churches failed as well. They were very elitist from the beginning, and they did not let the people know the inner natures of things like good and evil and all the discussions and philosophies they discussed in ancient times, which is absolutely pertinent to everything we're talking about today. But people don't have that background. And the only reason I'm on the air now and not teaching small groups is we don't have the time to do the intense education it takes to bring someone up to speed in so many different areas, because the time is getting very, very short. Once in a while, I will take calls from individuals, but it is draining when you're doing all of this at the same time. But if you try that phone number, you can try and see if you get through. I'll be back with more after this break.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Hi folks, I am Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix, and we're still on the phone taking callers, and we have Kyle in Connecticut there. Are you there, Kyle?
Yeah, hi Alan.
How are you doing?
All right. You know, for my studies, I realized that the Kabbalah comes from the Egyptian Tree of Life, and how can Jews or New Agers adopt this, knowing that it enslaved the Hebrews to begin with?
Well, it didn't actually. It's about a con game with Kabbalah. Kabbalah existed in a certain form, but nowhere near the extent that it is today. I mean, the last book it was written was the Sephiroth, and that was written in about the 15th, 16th century. the 16th century, and even the guy's wife said he was a con man. But it doesn't matter. It's got another purpose behind it. So only parts of what became Kabbalah were very old, and certainly were in Egypt. There's no doubt about that. I think Wallace Budge talked about it. But it was the tree of life is a much deeper thing than you think. It's to do with eugenics again, and different types of human, man and Adam. That's really what it's all about. Man was created first in perfection. They were the gods that were to rule over the lessers. Adam was made to till the soil. He was the worker to be used. And so you have all these different allegories written in all the holy books to give you a clue. And most folk never clue into it, never mind the priests or ministers. They're the last to clue into it. So it's really, the tree of life is to do with those who serve this system. And you're grafted onto it in certain higher forms of masonry. And that's another meaning of the G for generate, gnosis, and all the rest of it. It's also to graft. You're grafted on to the tree of life. And in the English language, you'll find that everything is coded, including the ghost. The Holy Ghost is G, host. You're grafted to the host. And that's a high honor to get brought in, to spliced onto the tree of life. It's also called a Sion, S-C-I-O-N, pronounced exactly like Zion. So that's the other double meaning behind it. You're a cutting that's then put onto the tree of life for serving the great work. And when you're up to the noble orders, you get knighted and all the rest of it. This is a very ancient system, and it's worldwide, and it certainly does not pertain particularly to Judaism. Judaism was a latecomer to the show, and it had pre-existed that in other cultures, and it is definitely used worldwide. You'll find the same kind of thing even in Hinduism, which is far, far older, with the same meanings written to do with the gods. It's all allegories to do with this system of control over the lesser beings, tied up with eugenics. The profane are the masses, and their only purpose is to be used by those who have enlightenment.
Yeah. You know, there's so many people that just follow this, and they don't even know it.
They have no idea what they're even prattling on about.
Yeah.
They don't know. Yeah.
Do they call them Freemasons that don't wear the apron?
Yes. Yeah. Well, Freemasons, everybody technically is a Freemason if you've been through the school system. And Albert Pike meant that as well. These are the ones who have gone through, he says, without the higher initiations, because you've been brought up in a Masonic system. Everything you have in the system, they claim credit for giving us, including this particular education system we have today.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thanks for calling. Yep, it's definitely a deep matrix with many, many turnings, many corridors, but it all ends up in the same place, which is annihilation for most people, if we let it happen. How dear is life to you in the life of others? That's up for you to decide. From Hamish myself, in a dark and dreary Ontario, Canada, where they spray like crazy, it's good night to me, your God, or your gods go with you.
Let me tell you why I take